Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord open heaven over your life and shower His grace and favor upon you. I'm so thankful that you spend time with me in reading the promises of God or the scriptures. And we will pray together by faith when two persons agree with one another according to God's will. We will see the answer to prayer. We will see the breakthroughs and the victory. Let me encourage you by reading Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? The answer is, whatever he has spoken and whatever he has promised, it shall come to pass. God is faithful. We therefore must choose faith over what we see or over facts in order to see the victory and the best for our life that God has in store for us. Faith is so important. Where do we put our faith on? We put our faith on the promises of God or on the Word of God. We live with hope, believing that the promise of God will come to pass because He is a faithful God. God is working behind the scenes. What He promised us is right on schedule and it shall come to pass. Let us believe for God's blessing and favor. Let us expect God to turn things around for us. Let us trust Him to open the right doors. What God promised us does not have an expiration date. The book of Psalm 106, verse 1, the Bible says, praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. God is love, and He is a faithful God. So because He loves us so much, and He's so faithful, He's going to keep His promise. And He's going to do good to us. We can trust God's goodness. And we can believe that the promises of God will come to pass at His timing. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be upset. Because we know that God will fulfill His promise. Psalm 33 verse 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Everyone say, God is faithful in all He does. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 37. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Praise God. Nothing is impossible with God. And He has power so that He can fulfill His promise. His power is unlimited. Thank God. Let's believe God together that God is so powerful and He's so faithful and He loves us so much. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. Not a word failed of any good things which the Lord has spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. The Bible says that what He promised the children of Israel, all of them came to pass. This scripture should stay on our heart day and night. And we should be confident that God's word would come to pass. Not one word would fail. 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 56, blessed be the Lord who has given rest to His people Israel according to all that He promised. There has not failed one word of all His good promise which He promised through His servant Moses. God would never go back on His word. He would never fail to keep His promise. He will never lie to us, His children. Let us believe that God never lies. God keeps His promise. Psalm 89 verse 34, God say, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. My brother and sister, let's believe that our God is a God of covenant. When we do our part, that is to walk by faith, obey Him, seek the kingdom of God first, repent of our sin, live for the kingdom, He shall fulfill His promise because He is the covenant God. He never breaks His covenant. You and I can always count on God to be found faithful. So let us read the promise of God in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 17 and 21. The midwife, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys leave. And because, verse 21, because the midwife feared God, He gave them families of their own. My dear brother and sister, when we walk in the fear of God, that is to hate sin, to stand in awe before God, to respect God, honor God, serve God, and obey Him. God will give us families. God will bless us with good family. We will have good spouse and good children. God can bring salvation to our spouse and to our children. Let us walk in the fear of God together. Let's pray first that we're going to have the fear of God in our lifestyle. We will honor Him. We will hate sin. And we walk in righteousness. And after that, we're going to pray that God will bless our family. If you're single, God's going to give you a great godly family. Father, thank you so much for giving us these scriptures, Lord, in the book of Exodus, that we learn about the midwives, Lord. We pray that you will help us by your Holy Spirit to live a life in of the fear of God, that we will hate sin and love righteousness. We will obey you. We will seek your kingdom of God first. We will always, Lord, honor you, go to church, honor your word. We will obey what you tell us to do according to the word and by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as we walk in the fear of God, to hate sin and to love righteousness, Lord, and to please you all the day of our life, Lord, you shall give us godly families, Lord. Those who are single, Lord, I pray that they will find a godly spouse. And if they have been already married, Lord, I pray, Lord, salvation and good things and blessing will come to their family. Oh, Lord, prosperity, good health, greatness of God will be shown to their family, Lord. I pray, Father, that you shall open the floodgate of heaven and pour your blessing on them, Lord, because they walk in the fear of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Do you believe so? I believe God will bless your family. My brother and sister, when we walk in the fear of God, when we obey God, the Lord will fight for us and we shall remain at rest. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, the Bible says, Moses told the people, "Fear not, stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest." My brothers and sisters, let us have faith in God, that our God can fight the battle for us. Your battle or your war right now may be sickness, maybe financial problem, maybe debt, maybe family problem, or your children get off course and do some wrong thing, or maybe the battle in your ministry or your health issue, or maybe addiction, maybe some bondage in your life. The battle of your life has been torturing you. So let us pray together that the Lord will fight for us. The Lord will set us free. The Lord will recover our marriage, our finances, and the Lord will really heal our sickness, and we can hold our peace and remain at rest. Let's pray together. Father, we invite you to be involved with our life, to fight the battle for us, Lord. We believe, Father, that you are the victorious God. Therefore, through Jesus Christ, we can have victory over the battle that we are facing right now, Lord. We declare that you shall give us victory. We declare and we have faith in our heart, Lord, that the financial problem, the health problem, the family problem, the war and the battle in our life shall be won and overcome by your power and your grace, Lord. We trust you. We depend on you. We rely on you, Lord. And we believe, Lord, we're going to see victory. The breakthroughs will come, Lord. And you get all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we declare victory, Lord. And we're going to have peace that surpasses our understanding. And we can remain at rest. And we can have more time, more energy, more finances, and more good things to serve you and to do good things for your name's sake, Lord. We're going to serve you all the days of our life. We're going to build your kingdom, Lord. We're going to build your church. We're going to preach the gospel, and we will make disciples, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Exodus chapter 15, verses 1 to 18. Our God shall protect us and give us victory over our enemies. Let's look at the promise of God here. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. This part of the Bible talks about the horses and riders of the Egyptian armies. They were drowned in the Red Sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. Everyone say victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. Yahweh is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he has hurled into the sea. The finest of Pharaoh officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters gush over them. They sank in the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, smashes the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you overthrow those who rise against you. You unleash your blazing fury. It consumes them like straw. At the blast of your breath, the waters pile up. The surging waters stood straight like a wall. In the heart of the sea, the deep waters became hard. This scripture mentioned about the splitting of the Red Sea here. The enemy boasted, I will chase them and catch up with them. I will plunder them and consume them. I will flash my sword. My powerful hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you among the gods, O Lord, glorious in holiness, awesome in splendor, performing great wonders? You raise your right hand, and the earth swallow our enemies. With your unfailing love, you lead the people you have redeemed. Thank God he is a redeemer. In your might, you guide them to your sacred home. The peoples hear and tremble. Anguish grips those who live in Philistia. The leaders of Edom are terrified. The nobles of Moab tremble. All who live in Canaan melt away. Terror and dread fall upon them. The power of your arm makes them lifeless as stone until your people pass by. O Lord, until the people you purchase pass by, you will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, reserved for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, that your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. My brother and sister, these scriptures are the prayer and the praising words of Moses and the children of Israel that they were set free from the slavery of Egypt. And they went through the Red Sea after the water came up, and the enemy, the Egyptian army, was destroyed. God gave them supernatural victory. God could split the Red Sea. God could do anything to give us victory. And He reigns forever and ever. His hands are mighty. Let us believe God together. No matter what we are facing right now, whether financial situation, health issue, or ministry or family, God is going to give us the victory. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you are the victorious God. I declare and believe you are the same God that Moses and the Hebrews worship and serve. Therefore, you give my brother and sister victory, supernatural breakthroughs. And no matter what they're facing right now, Lord, if it's financial situation, victory will come. The finances will come. The debt will be paid off. If it's the health issue, I pray that they are healed in Jesus' name. If it's the addiction problem, I pray that they're set free from addiction. Oh, Father, if they have problem with relationship, problem at work, in the family, I pray victory will come. You give them wisdom. You will fight the battle for them, Lord. We thank you, Father. We agree together right now in Jesus' name, the supernatural victory will come to my brothers and sisters, and you get all the glory, Father. We thank you, Lord. We love you so much. We believe you are so gracious to us. And through Jesus Christ, we can do all things, and we can have victory. Lord, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. We have faith in your promise. We have faith that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And whatever you can do for the children of Israel in the Bible, you can do for us too, because we are children of Abraham by faith, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, praise the Lord. Do you believe that God answers us? We pray together. Thank you so much for spending time reading the scripture together, praying together, and I believe you're going to see the victory, the breakthroughs, and the grace of God demonstrated in your life. The Lord loved you so much. May the Lord really guide you and show you what to do. May the Lord give you wisdom. Please return to this playlist again, Praying God Promises, and pray with me many times. We have many, many clips. Please like and subscribe to New Hope International Church YouTube. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.